This is Eco Radio KC, a locally produced exploration of positive solutions to the ecological challenges we face as we work to create a healthier future for our community and the planet.
Welcome to Eco Radio KC. My name is Teresa Wilkie. On today's show, our guest Dan Slaughter, the Eco Troubadour, will talk with us about his songs and about the process of composting, which is making something out of nothing. Stan is an internationally renowned composting expert. And the idea of making something out of nothing is why we have several people here today from the Eco Radio Programming Group, because we're going to pitch and ask everyone to give to KKFI. But first, the environmental news for the week of 10/15. USA Today reports United States Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke approved a 20-year ban on new mining claims in the area of Yellowstone National Park. Zinke's order extends a temporary ban, which was imposed in 2016 under Obama, on new claims for gold and other minerals. This is involving 30,000 acres of public lands in Montana. There was some question whether Zinke would approve extending the ban, but he did. Good news. Democracy Now! Reports, one search and rescue worker described that it looks just like a bomb dropped, describing the catastrophic devastation wrought by Hurricane Michael, the Category 4 storm that killed at least six people and devastated communities across Florida's panhandle. Michael is the third most powerful storm to ever hit the United States mainland, and meteorologists say it was supercharged by warmer than usual water in the Gulf of Mexico. Also in Democracy Now!, it reports a victory for three climate activists facing felony charges for their participation in a 2016 multi-state shut it down action that temporarily disabled tar sands pipelines crossing the United States-Canada border. Recently, a Minnesota state judge dismissed all charges, determining that the prosecution had failed to demonstrate any evidence of damage to a pair of Enbridge pipelines. All the activists in the 2016 event, people from North Dakota, Washington, Montana, and Minnesota, turned the manual safety valves on four pipelines, temporarily halting the flow of nearly 70% of crude oil imported to the United States from Canada by Enbridge. They came to be known as the valve turners. What happened has been a lengthy legal battle, and it ended with some of the activists in jail or paying high fines. But here recently in Minnesota, three valve turners who did the same thing were acquitted, not charged with a crime. A new report from United Nations Climate Panel warns humanity has only a dozen years to mitigate global warming and limit the scope of global catastrophe. Otherwise, millions of persons will be imperiled by increasing droughts, floods, fires, and poverty. The report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change urges immediate and unprecedented changes to global policy in order to keep global warming to a minimum of 1.5 degrees Celsius. The IPCC report lays out several possible pathways to limiting global warming, including transitions in land use and transportation systems, and the adoption of future technologies, including removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. According to the report, global net carbon emissions would need to fall by 45% from 2010 levels by 2030 and reach net zero around 2050. The day of the report, President Trump traveled to Orlando, Florida, but made no mention of climate change or the UN landmark report. The UN report says the damages caused by extreme weather events and other so-called natural disasters have cost us $2.9 trillion in economic losses over the past 20 years. Now let's go to our show.
And before we do go to our show, we do want to let you know that, yes, we are in our fall fund drive. And this is the one chance listeners have to show support for Eco Radio KC for environmental radio programming here on in community radio. And I really want to go over, I've got Terry Wilkie here in the studio, but really quick, I want to go over the thank you gifts. There's special thank you gifts this time, and every program is the same. For the $90 level, you can get either the KKFI 16-ounce mug or stocking cap as a thank you gift. And at the $240 level is a KKFI hoodie. Also, of course, at the $150 level, the guest DJ. And those can all be done sustainably, as was a word we like to use on this program, but it, meaning the sustained giving program where you just have a little bit taken out against your credit card each month. So for $750 a month, that adds up to $90 a year, and we thank you with that mug or hat. But the bottom line is the number to call is 888-931-0901. Willie and Brent and Ebony are anxious to take your call. That's 888-931-0901. You can also go online as well at kkfi.org. What say you, Terry?
I say that KKFI has tremendous value to the people. And if you agree with me, if you gave a dollar a day on a sustained giving contribution, I think your budget really wouldn't suffer very much. But only $7.50 a month gets you the coffee cup that you can show everyone at work you love KKFI, particularly Eco Radio KC. And $7.50 will get you a Scully, a very cool black stocking cap that has the KKFI logo loud and clear. $2.40 a year, which is a rate of $20 a month, will get you the first time ever KKFI hoodie. This is a black zip-up jacket. And then the fun of the show is $150, which at a sustainable giving rate is $12.50 a month, will buy a guest DJ, and those make excellent gifts. So the holidays are coming up. If you know someone that loves music, loves radio, loves programming, you can buy that on your credit card, only $12.50 a month, and give it away, and that makes a great, great present.
And that number to call is 888-931-0901. We've got to get these phones ringing. We're going to bring you Richard and Stan very shortly, but we need to have a show of support. And that number to call is 888-931-0901. We'd love some online donations, and while you're there, you can see those thank you gifts we were talking about. There's pictures on the website, so kkfi.org, the route to go there. But we want to we love it when the phone rings and people in the other room who made a point of coming in to get your phone call, they get such gratification when they get your call. And again, that number, 888-931-0901. Think of how important it is to have an environmental radio program here in Kansas City. Again, that's 888-931-0901. We're going to turn it over to Richard Mabian, but that doesn't mean you can't call now, 888-931-0901.
All right, thank you, Mike, and good evening, everyone. And as you're making up your mind and going to your phones and making those calls in here for this fun drive, I'm going to sit here and have a good time talking to who I like to consider one of the leading environmental authorities in Kansas City. Remember, I had shows going this year. I'm bringing in people because we're talking about the environmental movement. It's 10 years old. In 2008, that's when the stimulus money was all being talked about and was getting ready to flow in 2009. It's been 10 years. And so I'm bringing folks in so we could talk about how it was back then, what we've experienced during those interim years, and then we finish up with where are we going from here. So first of all, I want to let Stan introduce himself. This is Stan Slaughter. Most of y'all out there know who he is. You're very much aware of him. But Stan, come on and introduce yourself to folks.
Thanks, Richard. Good to be here. There is no Eco Radio Show local environmental news in Kansas City except this one. And I really appreciate it because of all the news from what's happening in the trenches, kind of, so to speak, in our efforts. And there's a lot going on. I'm just really proud of Kansas City. And my particular part of it, some of you may know, I've just been about 16 months in a job that was designed for me. I haven't had a job in like 30 years. And all of a sudden, the world kind of came around to where there was a job for me. And I worked for Missouri Organic Recycling, the compost company out on 40 Highway. And it's a perfect job because I get to talk about composting, I teach about composting, come on here and do my programs. And just gave a class for Johnson County Community College, do all kinds of outreach and help people understand what's going on with organic recycling, the recycling of organic matter here in the city.
Now, I'm going to react as if I'm a person out there listening. I know that we have that program going in Missouri.
Right.
What does it do, and how is it? How does it affect me?
Well, 27 states have a yard waste ban, which says, first of all, not the ban, not the yard waste. You can't put tires in the landfill, can't put batteries in the landfill, can't put appliances in the landfill. And starting in 92, Missouri banned yard waste from landfill. And it's a great idea. This time of year, in the fall, 40% of all the trash was leaves.
Okay.
Leaves aren't trash. They're God's way of fertilizing the ground.
Right. Right.
And we were burying them all. And whenever you bury living things in the landfill, they're going to decompose, but they take a long time and they make a smelly mess. Methane gas comes up, boiling up out of that landfill for 40 years. And some people calculate differently, but depends on your calculation. Methane is between 23 and 85 times worse than the carbon dioxide that your car puts out. So burying this stuff locks in a really long-term problem for us. And Missouri Organic Recycling has the contract with the city of Kansas City. We take all the brown bags on the curb. We take all the parks and recreation, dead trees and down trees, and we grind them up. We make mulch. And if you buy mulch in Kansas City, indirectly, you're buying mulch from us.
Okay. Now, I know that with the composting process, that has to be, I think they say, turned over.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, what we do, and most of the big operations are about the same, we use food waste. We collect food waste from all over the city. 250 different places send us food waste. And we take that food waste and mix it with yard waste. We grind up the leaves and grass and the brown paper bags and mix those together. And what happens is we're creating a diet for little bitty bugs.
Okay.
The food waste is full of protein. The yard waste is full of carbohydrates. Protein and carbohydrates, perfect food. So what happens? We get it nice and moist. The bacteria start to break it down. And what happens is everything in the pile gets eaten by a bacteria, turned into bacteria, and then the bacteria die. And what you get is the sticky, sweet-smelling skins of those bugs, which is perfect. I call them Legos. They're the Legos, the building blocks of living matter. We put that in the soil. The plants are ready to take off and use that immediately.
Okay, so now that's available. Is it available to individuals? I heard you say if you're buying it from somewhere, you're probably getting it from you.
Yeah.
But is it available to individuals,
absolutely,
too? How does that work?
Well, we have small bags, 40-pound bags of compost and different mixes. We have garden mix, soil mix, and then those are available. We have four locations. We have Doremus. We have out at 470 and Raytown Road. We have Cookingham Road up north on the northeast corner of the 435 loop. And we also have I-35 in Lamar in Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay. And so people
just drive in, pick it up, go to our website, which is MissouriOrganic.com.
Right.
And look at our locations and just head over there. They're open all day, regular business hours. And you can just come in and get some compost, bring your truck,
right,
borrow your neighbor's truck, get a bulk load.
You
which
can
is
do
the,
that.
Oh, yeah, which is, the, which is by far the better way to do it. You can get a great price on a cubic yard or more.
Talk price, I would ask you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let me look that up and see.
Yeah, sure.
But that's a way of doing it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I had a service that started about 5 years ago called Sudden Gardens.
Right.
And, you know, we used to get the manure out of the barn and put it on the garden. Well, a less painful way to do that is just to load up your truck and come around, and I would build gardens for people.
Okay.
And we still do that now. And adding compost to your garden, even in the fall, actually, especially in the fall,
okay,
is a good thing to do because that lets the compost soak into the ground and the rain and the snow, drive it all together, and the soil kind of, you know, only God makes soil. You know, you can't snap your fingers and say,
right,
go to work for me. You got to give it a little bit of time.
But I know I see it going, and then I'll go back. I'll be talking back to 2008. I got exposed to the value of the composted soil from Steve Mann, and he used to get it somewhere over there in Missouri. They would do it, and if you had a Missouri residency, you could go over there, and they gave you free truckloads or something.
Right.
So that was the city project.
You know, I'm not even familiar with which one that was, but there's at least Summit City residents can get
it right there.
There's Olathe does that. There's,
right.
That happens around the metro different,
now,
different
just,
ways.
Just for you all that's listening that maybe not familiar with what you do with it, Steve Mann was into the permaculture, and he was doing the no-till gardens,
right.
And he would go out and he would use that mulch as a bottom layer in a no-till garden and fix his rows on top of that and then put some down, some planting soil on top of that, and that would work with the wash away that you would get when the water was going through. And so,
right.
And it kept you from having to do the weeding because it kept the weeding from growing.
Right. Well, there's no weeds in our compost. It runs too hot.
Okay.
Because we take food waste, there's a possibility that plate waste might have a disease organism from somebody with a cold, for example.
Okay.
But we're required to keep it above 131 degrees for 3 weeks. And at that point, there's no more.
So that kills the potential.
Right. Sterilizes it from bacteria like that. And also kills the weed seeds. So if you plant with a well-made compost, you won't get weeds.
So, I mean, this is a part of this environmental movement, if I may.
Sure.
That I think is one of those areas where people don't have that kind of exposure to it. If you're around it, you can hear about it, you can see it. But it's not like something that we grow up knowing about. You hear what I'm saying?
Unless you're really old.
Yeah, that's you're real old, yeah.
Grew up on the farm.
Now, I want to back us up. I want you to give us your rendition of the work that we do, environmental conservation work, in 2008. Where were you mentally? What was going on in your head?
Well, my business was appearing in schools and teaching kids about composting and recycling.
Okay.
And I was, in 2008, I was 24 years in.
Okay.
To doing that. I started in 91, so 25 years in. And I had a contract with the state of Kansas. And those were the start of the brown bag years, and my contract started shrinking, and I realized that it was maybe going to end. It took quite a while longer for it to end, but it trickled off.
Which I think is a good place for us to stop, because I want to pick up from that part on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with you.
Hi, everyone. This is Bill Sundahl, and I'm here to kick off this Champions Challenge to you. You who love community radio and understand the value of independent media, you are not alone. KKFI has very generous supporters that are truly community champions. So right now is a challenge to meet or exceed the goal for this break. The challenge is for you to make that show of financial support right now. Make your donations to sustain KKFI by going to kkfi.org or by calling 888-931-0901. Again, you can go to kkfi.org and click the donate button, or call 888-931-0901. So tell them who that champion is. I'm dying to know.
And our champion is Greg Swartz, who's a great KKFI contributor. And he is our treasurer, so he knows, he's intimate with our finances here at KKFI. So the clock is ticking. We need to get those phones ringing, 888-931-0901. There's $100 on the table. We need to take full advantage of Greg Swartz, which has become a KKFI tradition, taking advantage of Greg Swartz. Greg, thank you for your generosity, but let's take full advantage of that.
Show him back some love.
That's right. And Dave Bennett here in the studio, Ebony How Johnson, Terry Wilkie,
yes.
Making the case for community radio.
We have to ask what KKFI would be like if we counted on federal and state governments for its money. Well, government radio doesn't have a very nice ring to it, but listener-supported radio, now there's something special in that. Mm-hmm. And we know you're listening, and we know that you value KKFI, and you have got to understand this will be the most efficient way you spend money today. Every dollar KKFI gives, we spend on programming for you. And we have, and our electric bill. Now that's the truth, so that we can broadcast.
It's part of the programming, though.
But we're very efficient, and this isn't a profit-oriented corporation at all. And we want to hear from you, and we would like to hear from you about what you would like to hear on KKFI. Isn't that right, Em?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that talk about this being a jewel. I don't, Mike, maybe you know, I don't know if there's any other well, maybe there's one more or something. I heard a community radio station that is 100,000 watts in range and power. That's not, at least I know it's not common to have that much.
I just returned from the Grassroots Radio Conference, and we are the envy of pretty much everyone that was there. Having 100,000 watts is incredible. You know, some community radio stations are 6,000 watts.
Yeah, we need to keep this voice alive. Yeah.
50,000 watts. We're 100,000 watts. And with that comes an obligation because we can reach a large area. We've got to serve a large area. Mm-hmm. And that takes funds. It takes all sorts of challenges. And we've got 4.5 minutes left in this challenge. We need to get those phones ringing. 888-931-0901. They've got a goal of 5 contributors for $250 for this program. We need to make that. If we get someone right now that makes that $100 match with Greg, that would be great. If we get 4 25s, that would be great. Mm-hmm. But we do need to get the phone to ring. 888-931-0901. We'll also check online at kkfi.org. But we've got to do this now. We've got to take advantage of this. There's only 3 minutes and 50 seconds left.
And speaking of radio and the environment, my heart goes out to the people in Florida. I was listening earlier a talk about it, and they just said, you know, people's their cell phones weren't working, and various things weren't working, and so they were turning on their radios in order to get information that they needed. And it really made me think about us in KKFI, you know, that the radio is still very much important in times of crisis and in all seasons, but specifically hearing them report that, you know, people had to tune in on their radios in order to know what was going on makes me think about the value of us really being here.
We're on the second floor up here. They can't, the water won't get to us when the water rises.
For only a dollar a day, you can help us meet Greg's generous contribution, and that will double your money. So call us now, 888-931-0901. It'll be the best way you spent your money today.
We do need those phones to ring. We've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. This is the time to make that happen. 888-931-0901. Please show your support for this type of radio, for all the wonderful programs we've had here in the past. People from the Sierra Club, local environmentalists, national environmentalists. This only happens with your help. 888-931-0901.
Speaking of our broad range of broadcasts, we want to hear from people that aren't just in Kansas City. Call us, Lawrence people, Lexington, Missouri, St. Joseph, Missouri. I know you're listening. Belton, Excelsior Springs, Harrisonville. Pick up that phone. Call 888-931-0901.
Yeah, we need more ringing. We got so much that we provide for you here at Eco Radio. This has been it's such an honor to be able to be a part of this, because this show is one of the only opportunities to hear about what's going on in the nation environmentally, but especially in our local area and the way that people are getting active. I remember a while ago hearing a story about a guy who was working on trying to clean up Superfund sites in Kansas City. And that I was so amazed by the bravery of somebody trying to do that. It was Maurice Copeland. I'm sure some of you out there know him. And I just, that is so inspiring to hear those stories of these people taking on the federal government and doing things that, that, you know, are just going to instill that, that hope in all of us that we can do something about these issues. This is the place to hear about that.
Mm, that's right.
888-931-0901 or go online at kkfi.org/donate.
One way you can make a difference right now is by picking up that phone and making that call. We've just got 45 seconds left in this challenge. This is the opportunity for you to make the full match. Give that number a ring, 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org.
Call us up, friends.
And let's make Greg Schwartz pay up. Let's make him pay up his $100.
Double your money. Yeah. This is your minute, yes.
Yep, and as the clock is ticking, we need those phones to ring. There's 15 seconds left.
Show your love, everybody.
You can still get in under the wire. 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. Show your support for community radio. Show your support for environmental programming in Kansas City. Show your support for Kansas City. And there we go. That's the timer. But that doesn't mean you still can't call. Again, 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. We'll let you know if we made that challenge. Thank you. And here we are. We've got the, we did the do-si-do in the studio here.
Oh, yeah.
And Richard and Stan are back at the mics. And we'll turn it back to you guys.
All right, gang. Thank you. We're back here. And I was, when Stan and I left, cut off, he was talking about how you, and then he and I talked about it while we were waiting to get back here, that part he was talking about, you could start seeing the handwriting on the wall that this money situation had a dead end. And I think many of us, I know I did, he did, and many like us, started looking for our individual ways of being able to contribute. And so that's when we started becoming more creative in the things we were doing. And we had planned. I want you to know Stan is also a musician, and he has his guitar sitting in his lap. So we're going to use this section up until we have to take our next break. Him and I are going to talk a little bit about his music. I'm interested in hearing play, so knock yourself out there.
Oh,
guy.
Cool. Well, one of the big things that came about in that 08 window was the a push towards minimizing our food waste. So I started doing programs in schools on food waste, and this is the song that came out of it.
So before we do have some people to thank, we did meet our challenge.
Yay!
We want to thank.
Yeah, all right.
We want to thank Brent from Tonganoxie and Elaine, who appreciates Eco Radio KC. So that's great.
Well,
that's wonderful. And so, KKFI is yours for a song.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I got a story about a problem we are facing. We're creating and maintaining a big mess across the nation. It's a problem with the food. Almost half is wasted, left till it's outdated. The goodness never tasted. Starts with preparation, the peeling and the chopping. Work that must be done, not a lot of fun, but the battle to be won is to keep it out the dump. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. Some is left over, you cook too much, you didn't plan. Opened up the wrong darn can, then you got it too hot in the frying pan. Then you put too much on your plate. It was more than you could eat. Now it all goes to waste. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. Some is lost in storage, moldy in the fridge, no more fresh to give. So shop in your fridge first. Rotten food smells the worst. So close, almost, this waste really hurts. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. It took a lot to grow it. Water, fuel, and soil. But the farmer works in vain if we get no gain, 'cause it all went down the drain. Seems like such a shame. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. when it goes into the trash, yep, it costs to pitch it. If you're like me, you wish it could do some good. In the dump, it all decays in a nasty kind of way that stinks an awful lot. Something we should stop. That stink is more than nasty. The gas it makes is vastly harming to our climate. There's no reason or rhyme it has to be this way. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. So do food better, use it well and never let it spoil or rot. Compost your food waste or feed those scraps to worms. Do something useful. Make gardens fruitful. Do something beautiful. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste. Yeah. Food too good to waste. Food too good to waste.
I'm a Crosby, Stills, and Nash kind of person, you know. And you sit there with your guitar on your lap, and I'm going, oh, man, I'm going to hear some of my hippie music. And you come across like a hip-hopper, man. And go ahead. That was just great.
Yes.
I mean, that's great. That's, you have moved to the modern era.
Well, I tell you, some of the young kids, it kind of messes with their mind to see somebody
sure.
my age doing a rap, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I do put my ball cap on sideways, backwards, but that's about all they get as far as
I saw it. I'm telling you, it caught me off guard because it's kind of like when a person starts doing rap and church music. You know, they doing it because they're going for a particular market.
Right.
And while you was doing it, I was sitting there saying, boy, that would be perfect for some of the kids we work with our water testing stuff, where they would get into that because
yeah.
I was enjoying it. Yeah.
Thank you, Richard.
Knock yourself out.
One of the things that we do is it's real easy to do, and that's to feed those scraps to worms. And worm composting works really well. It's simple, easy. You don't have to name them. You can leave them for a while. Pretty good pets.
Right.
And so, and especially the winter months, you don't want to necessarily walk all the way out to your compost pile in the freezing weather. So you can just take your food scraps down into the basement or garage and give it to it. So what you should probably do is feed it to the worms. Garbage stinking up the place. Landfills are filling at a rapid pace. It seems it's a problem that we must face and come up with an answer soon. Let's give the leaves a whole new turn. Why don't we feed them to the worms? Give them the respect they have earned. Yes, and feed it to the worms. Well, it's the best advice I've heard, if we feed it to the worms. They turn garbage to black gold. It grows things strong. See, people don't understand when I say black gold. If you take a 3-foot-high pile of compost that's 3 feet wide and 3 feet deep, that's 1 cubic yard. That sells for $1,400.
You kidding me?
A cubic yard of worm poop sells for they use it in greenhouses to make plants start well and to stop the fungus. They turn garbage to black gold. It grows things strong and tall, and so if we help them, they'll help us. So let's feed our little friends. Don't torch those leaves and watch them burn. Why, we should feed them to the worm. Start now, be an early bird. Yes, and feed them to the worm. I think it's best for all concerned if we feed it to the worm. It feels so good to make a cycle and close a loop and do things right. And worms don't have eyes, but they offer insight and a whole new direction too. Let's share with them our garbage woes. Why we should feed them to the worm. Accept the outcome they propose, which is worm poop. Yes, and feed it to the worm. We'll come out smelling like a rose. if we feed it to the worms. Well, it's the best advice I've heard, if we feed it to the worms. I think it's best for all concerned, if we feed it to the worms.
Yeah, very good. You know, when you started playing that, it made me think of Elaine Giesel. She did a taught a class with to some elementary students. Now, no, it wasn't elementary; they were preschool, and they were little bitty kids. And she taught them. They made a worm farm, and I never forget them kids running around there with their hands full of the dirt and them worms crawling all over them. Them kids had a ball.
Right.
And but it started me understanding the younger they are, the more we should be able to start teaching them the things.
Sure, absolutely. I came up with, I used to teach science, and after I did a bunch of students and worms classes and stuff, I said, I used to think it took magnets and wire to make electricity, but now all you really need are kids and worms. Because they think it's pretty darn cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, girls and boys, they were having a ball with them.
They kind of back off a little bit, and then they dive in. it's a lot of fun. But yeah, and that's, you know, that's the kind of joy that I take real pleasure in facilitating.
Right.
Because, you know, you bring the worms and you bring the music, and all of a sudden it's the party you threw. And the kids really enjoy it. And they don't forget it. You know, I've gotten lots of letters from people. And I was in the gym working out about 3 days ago, and this guy said, Mr. Slaughter, I did not have you in class, but I remember you, and you were a good teacher back in the 70s. And you know, I've gotten some really wonderful testimonials and a lot of fun. That was when I was only seeing 100 kids a year.
Right.
You know, my 5 or 6 classes of kids, you know. But since when I broke loose, I realized my son's adopted. So I'm out of the gene pool.
Okay.
I have no genetic children, right? But the point is, the way the things work today, it's not so much the genetics you pass on to the next generation, it's the ideas.
I
started thinking about having idea children. And so when I started doing assemblies, I was having 200 idea children a day,
right?
You know, and now I've got 400,000 idea children.
That's unbelievable. I heard you saying that a while ago, and I think that's unreal. You know, in my particular case, similar to you, I have the people of color community. And in many of those, the environmental movement is still just totally unknown. It's a misnomer. It's not even something that people deal with. But for me as a worker, it gives me the challenge that I need to be. I have a never-ending possibility of stuff every day. I can just step out of my front door, and I tell when once I go out my door, I'm in my laboratory, because there's so much you can do from your door all the way out to what you do until you come back in. We got 1 minute left, so we're going to go ahead and take the break now, and then we'll come back again.
All right. And, we're going to jump in and make the case for making some contributions. We did make our challenge, so thanks to Greg Swartz for his generosity, as well as Elaine and Brent. And so also we've had a goal of $250 and 5 donors for the hour. We've surpassed the number of donors, and we've surpassed the dollar amount. We're now at $390, but we're just at 3 donors. So a couple of calls at $20 each would put us there. So we'd like to this is a great time to just make a call. $20 would be great. If you want to contribute $100, fine, but a couple 20s right now would be excellent. 888-931-0901. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yeah, that $20 will buy you an education. You're going to learn more about what's happening in the world and what's happening in Kansas City, and how you could do something about it. Just like, you know, Stan's decided to do something about it by going out and teaching kids and singing to kids and getting kids inspired about something. You know, it's just one specific aspect. Like Richards was saying, there's just so many different aspects. When you go out, step outside, you know, there's the cars, there's the plastic, there's the soil, there's the plants. There's so many different aspects of our environment that we can ameliorate or fix, or, you know, turn around and make into a better place. So there's a lot to be learned, lot that we can do, and you can learn about it here through KKFI by calling
888-931-0901
or go to kkfi.org.
And if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. So keeping up on the issues of the day that affect us all has never been more important. We know that's why you listen. You listen live with your smart speaker by, say, play KKFI. And ignorance can be costly, but the price tag on bringing you public affairs programming is not free, and making your pledge of support is more important than ever. Support the source you are calling now by calling 888-931-0901.
Yeah, keep the source coming at you. We got so much good news, so much important news that you need to hear about, and we are the venue for that. We are the ones who are going to be telling you about all that important news about community events, ways that you can go communicate with your leaders or become a leader, ways that you can actually make a direct impact by volunteering or make an impact by just going and being an audience for people who are communicating about important issues.
And it's important to say a very good way to give is to be a sustained giver. So if you call, ask to be a sustained giver. And this year we're having a party.
Yeah.
November 29th. So this will be at the Record Bar for all new and existing sustained givers. And you know you get that Scully, that black cap that tells everybody loud and clear you love KKFI, you're part of our community, or the coffee mug for $7.50 a month. Now then, the party, November 29th, is to sustained givers, and we're having the Cubanisms and Sextet. The first drink is on KKFI. There'll be a little food. We'll send you a pair of tickets if you call us now, 888-931-0901.
Yeah, KKFI knows how to throw a party, so it's worth it just to get to that party because our events are some of the funnest events around. We've got great groups of people that come out to these things and great artists that we get. Bill just does a phenomenal job. And, man, the Sextet, if you haven't seen them, that's a good show. So it's worth it. It's worth it.
And Cubanism's part is certainly amazing. Cubanism played at the 30th anniversary at the Folly, and that Fedra Cooper has got one of the most amazing voices in Kansas City. And
got to check it out.
KKFI is one of the most amazing voices in Kansas City as well, because it's your voice. And we try and provide you with a 100,000-watt megaphone to amplify your voice. Such as we're doing with Stan Slaughter tonight, providing him an opportunity. He's reached hundreds of thousands of people over the years, but we're providing him with an opportunity to reach some other people he may not have had the chance to reach. And that's what we do. And if you think that's important, please give us a call, 888-931-0901.
Make that call.
That's right. We need to make those calls. We need a couple more calls to make our we need five donors for the hour. We've got three. We need a couple more calls.
Come on.
888-931-0901.
We know you're thinking about it. Just make that call. Pick up that phone.
This will be the best money you spend today.
Dial it up.
It's a very good value for your dollar.
The phone's probably already on your lap or in your pocket. Just pull it out.
888-931-0901. We're going to go back down to Stan and Richard, but you can make that call right now at 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org.
All right, we're back again. And for this final section, I tell you what I want to do, Stan. Let's talk about where we go from here. I want to, for our voices to be heard, talking to the new influx of environmental, recently graduated services people that we are encountering in our industry. What advice do you have for them?
Well, Kansas City is one of the best,
most comprehensive food hubs in the nation. Mother Jones Magazine has a writer named Tom Philpott, and Cultivate Kansas City brought him in. And he toured Kansas City for a day. And I asked him, I said, Tom, who's doing better than Kansas City, and what are they doing? And he said, nobody. And nothing. And what does that mean? It means that we have a place for you. I'm on the advisory board for Johnson County Community College agriculture degree out there at JCCC. And they're recruiting high school kids to come in. They've got a culinary program. It's really, truly excellent, national quality. And this metro, between culinary chefs, between restaurateurs, between small farming, between animal rearing, between vegetable growing, we have jobs. And we're working to fund those jobs, to get the capital we need to build this hub better and stronger. And we've got some guys putting coolers with fresh vegetables in the inner city. His particular mission is to eliminate the food desert,
right,
and let that be happening. We got Dre Taylor down at Nile Valley Aquaponics growing tilapia and feeding fresh fish. And we've got all kinds of opportunities. And like at Missouri Organic, we've got a new machine that's taking the wrappers off of food waste. And we're getting entire warehouses full of bad food that's overstocked and out of date or bad batches starting to come to us now. And we collect 35,000 pounds of food waste a day. Mm. And it might double by Christmas. Wow. And that means we'll be able to double the amount of compost we make, which means we'll be able to fertilize that many more fields and that many more gardens.
So
it's nuts. We're surrounded by overwhelming opportunity.
So am I hearing you say that the places that generate food waste are very supportive of the composting business?
Absolutely.
See, that's important to know.
Right.
See, those are the kind of things that the public, general public, aren't hearing.
Right.
They're not talking about that on your nightly news.
Right.
What's going on in this country? What's going on in our city?
Right.
That's what makes Eco Radio such a valuable program, because we have a chance to be able to share with folks what's going on. And I'm glad to hear, because that's usually our biggest pushback, is the places that we need to participate in these programs are the ones that's foot dragging and doing it the old way.
Yeah.
So we got our folks, they're actually engaged in making this happen.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
We have a lady whose full-time job is to coordinate the service that the people are getting in an ongoing way. Every major grocery store in Kansas City participates.
Okay.
250 sources all the way to Lawrence. We pick up out there. We have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday route and a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday route.
You have your pickup route. You have your
6 days a week.
Yeah.
We're collecting. So, and if you think 35,000 pounds a day, 6 days a week, that's a lot of
a lot of
food that's being saved from the landfill, saved from creating all that methane. And I think we may be edging towards 10% of the food available to be collected. So let's get with it and do even more, because this is what true wealth is.
Right.
We can take the waste and do something valuable with it and make jobs and make more fertile gardens and grow more food for people.
Right.
And, you know.
And that's what it is.
It just builds.
I was talking about our advice that we've been given to that future generation. The generation is coming into the industry now, because it's open and they got to kind of, you know, you don't have set businesses. You have to kind of create and make things happen. And I was going to mention Joe Jennings, because, I mean, that's my black organic farmer over in Kansas City, Kansas. He's just turned 90. We just had his 90th birthday.
I know Joe.
And so he's not out there like he used to be, being able to sling food. No, he's still out there. He's more active than I am. I think he's more mobile than I am. But he started turning his farm into an orchard about 10 years ago. So every year he would plant the seedings and he would plant the tree. Now he's getting something like 18 to 20,000 pounds of fresh fruit on his property every year. And he's giving it to harvesters so they can use it for their food stuff. And of course, he loves to have love packages. He see you on the street, here's a love package. He loves to do that around town. Uh-huh. But I'm saying that's the kind of stuff that this younger folks coming out can understand. There's so much you can do. People like him would love to have the support. You might be able to even go out there and talk to him and figure out where you can turn into a cash cow for you.
Right.
Because a lot of the people, and you talked about Cultivate KC, bar none, the most I would say, successful program and the most productive program environmentally that we have in this city, besides programs that are educating kids on a younger age. They've done it. They're educating farmers around the city. That process is growing and moving. That's what
we have three great ones. Cultivate, Kansas City Community Gardens.
Yes.
And the Food Circle.
Yes.
And yes. It's very satisfying to see this because in 1984 we met, the Green Party in Kansas City met to say we need a regional food system.
Right.
We started holding conferences. That got too big and we started holding expos.
Ben Chelsea. Come on.
Ben Chelsea's.
Yes, sir.
And it's a satisfying thing to have seen, but this is also, people don't understand, this is one of the most powerful things you can do for our climate.
Right.
Because growing with cover crops, growing sustainably, puts more carbon, enriches the soil,
right,
and pulls it out of the air. And there's a lot of mechanical things. We'll just pull the CO2 out and shove it in the mine or something. It's too expensive.
Right.
The original way to do it is to use the plants to do it, and we can make a big difference by gardening locally.
I was going to say, you mentioned Kansas City Community Garden, and I agree with you 100% because they're working directly with us in the inner city. And they're working with me in putting raised bed gardens at public housing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's for the people who live at the public housing. They're giving those people life, man. I mean, all of a sudden, now they got a reason to get up every day.
Absolutely.
And in fact, I'm going to meet them. We're meeting up Wednesday because it's time to get ready for the fall cleanup and get it set out. But they have been very instrumental in educating a population of people about community gardens.
Did you know that they have 102 school gardens that they have started in the metro? And it's the most of any agency in the country.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
102 gardens in schools.
Yes.
And you wouldn't know about that if you didn't listen to KKFI.
KKFI, that's right. You wouldn't know that was
happening. This is the success story in Kansas City.
Yes.
And it's totally, it just keeps me ripping out of bed every morning because exciting.
They have this dream of everybody having a raised bed garden in their backyard. Everybody. That's what they would love to see happen. And he said, what they'll say, what'll happen, it'll be more food than that one person can eat.
Right.
So what they end up doing is giving it to their neighbors. He said, now we got people talking to each other again over the fence. And so they have that vision. And when you look at it, it's the kind of world that we know we're headed, kind of,
right,
the kind that David Corton used to talk
about.
That's what we're looking at.
Right.
And they are very instrumental. You are very instrumental. I'll take credit myself. Each one of us and others like us have areas, even though David back here at his school and Terry and the things
I'm
that
gonna
she
shout
done.
Out Marty Kraft this one time.
But Marty's going to be on here. I already talked to him. I told him I put him in a headlock. So he will be here to be with us. Don't worry about it. But I appreciate you. Anything you want to say? We got a minute here left. And,
I just thank you for the opportunity, and I thank KKFI for the chance to come on every year or so and wail.
Yeah,
but,
it's our responsibility.
Absolutely. Well, it's a community radio program and a radio station, and we're building community with the radio, but with our gardens. And I'm proud to be a part of Missouri Organic Recycling because we donate over 1,000 cubic yards of compost to Kansas City Community Gardens, to Cultivate Kansas City, and all these different agencies around the city. So we're a public utility.
Right.
We do a part that nature would normally do, but we do it faster and get it right back out and use it. So it's really a thrill to have that job.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn it back over to Mike. If I'm not mistaken, he might be getting ready to do a little of you.
That's right. So we're not going to have time for This Week in Water this week, but we have Stan Slaughter singing about water with something called Ogallala. And do stay tuned for Fiesta Musical after this, and it's not too late to call. 888-931-0901. Let's get a couple calls in under the wire. That's 888-931-0901. That's right. KKFI.org is another way to go. But there's folks who came in expressly to take your phone call, so why not give them that gratification? 888-931-0901.
Ogallala, 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 Ogallala,
ground that moves but never makes a sound. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater. Groundwater, groundwater. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater. A buried treasure, fresh and clean, it's hidden where it's never seen. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater. Groundwater, groundwater. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater. There's something deeper in the ground that moves but never makes a sound. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater. Inside your aquifer is groundwater. Groundwater, groundwater, groundwater. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater. Groundwater. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater. Groundwater. Deep inside your aquifer is groundwater.
Now here's the calendar of events for the week of October 15th. There'll be a backyard composting workshop at the Solid Waste Administrative Building, 320 Northeast Industrial Lane, Lawrence, Kansas, October 15th, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Email recycling@lawrencekansas.org or call 785-832-3032. The Thomas Hart Benton Group of the Sierra Club has an executive committee meeting Tuesday, October 16th, 7 p.m. at 4501 Walnut Street. Visitors are welcome. Contact Jim Turner at thbsierraclub@gmail.com or call 816-287-0710. The last Kansas City Forest asks us to attend a forest rezoning meeting Tuesday, October 16th at 9 a.m. to noon in the Kansas City, Missouri City Hall, 26th floor council chamber. All are welcome, and there is no minimum time or number for public comments. Contact lastkcforest.com. I remind you, these events and more are available on the Eco Radio KC Facebook page and on our page at kkfi.org.
Thanks for listening to Eco Radio KC on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.